What is the Phoenician name for Ibiza?
The Celts and the Iberians were joined on the Iberian Peninsula by other cultures from different areas around the Mediterranean Sea. These cultures were attracted by the metal resources on the Iberian Peninsula, so they set up colonies on the peninsula and traded with the established cultures. There were three main colonizing peoples: the Phoenicians, the ancient Greeks, and the Carthaginians. First came the Phoenicians. The Phoenicians were the first people to colonize the Iberian Peninsula. They arrived on the south coast in the 12th century BC. They founded the city of Gadir around 1100 BC and the city of Malacca around 800 BC. They were excellent sailors. They came to the Iberian Peninsula to set up new trade routes. Then came the ancient Greeks. Ancient Greece is one of the most important civilizations in ancient history. The ancient Greeks arrived on the Iberian Peninsula in the 8th century BC. They founded two colonies in the northeast: Rhodes in the 8th century BC and Emporion in 575 BC. And then came the Carthaginians. The Carthaginians were also excellent sailors. They travelled to the Iberian Peninsula from Carthage in northern Africa in the 6th century BC. They set up the colony of Cartago Nova in 228 BC and took control of the Phoenician colony of Ebusus in the Islas Baleares. In 221 BC, a Carthaginian general called Hannibal decided to conquer the fortified city of Saguntum, which was an ally of the Romans. It was very difficult to take control of the city because of its walls, so Hannibal decided to lay siege to the city. The Saguntines fought very hard, and the siege lasted 8 months until Hannibal and the Carthaginians defeated them.